Northwich Glass today for our workplace of the week. I'm talking to Andrew. How are you, Andrew? You all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You? Yeah, good.
I've been told by Mark that this was your dad's place. Is that right?
It was, yeah, yeah. He was a painter and decorator by trade. He left ICI in 1959, took redundancy from the estates department there. He was a painter and decorator and did all the houses that ICI owned then. And they were winding it down and reorganising. And he said he'd go on his own. One of the guys from ICI, one of the managers, gave him a job decorating his house, and it sort of went on from there. He then opened a paint and wallpaper shop, which he sort of said to my mum, "You're going to do that.
You're going to do that."
She didn't have much choice. It was a case of, that's what you're going to do. You're going to run the shop, and I'm going to do the decorating. And he worked long hours, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Wow.
Put a lot of work in, and he built it up from just a paint and wallpaper shop to a DIY shop that sold dustbins, compost, tools, all sorts of things, ladders, anything you could get in a general hardware store. And he was quite successful at that. I think the miners' strike in the 70s helped him with that, because he sold a lot of batteries and paraffin at the time. And he opened he had two shops then in a local village not far from Northwich where he lived. And in the end, he decided he needed to move into Northwich because it was a bigger town. And he was originally going to open up another DIY shop in the Bullring, which was an old ironmonger's called J.M. Weston, which he'd bought, which had closed down. And whilst doing it, he was approached by someone from Reed's Rains, what is now Reed's Rains, it was Samuel Rains and son then, who said they wanted an estate agent in the town. Would he be interested in selling what was going to be his shop? So he sold that and kept the back part, which was sort of a warehouse, and he turned that into a glass shop.
So what?
Because the glazing was part of his job as a painter and decorator.
Right, yeah. So that's the connection there then. Yeah,
and he'd always done sort of glazing and that kind of thing, as he had when he'd got the shop in what was Barnton. It was, he'd done glazing on all sorts of estates and supplied it as well in a van. And he decided then that he would go more into that. And it just grew from there. He fitted our first double glaze units in, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s, from a company in Hyde. No, it wasn't. They were Pilkington lead spacer units then, sorry. He then went on to get supplied from a company in Hyde and different firms from Manchester, and it just grew and grew. And then he moved premises then into a purpose-made building. And again, we started to manufacture, and it just carried on.
So when did you decide to join the family firm, as it was then?
I didn't decide to join. I was kind of pressurised to join, as it is in a lot of family businesses. I was the last one to join.
So what did you want to do originally when you were at school, when you were thinking about careers?
I was heading down the hotel and catering trade, to be honest with you.
Oh, right.
I'd gone over to Sheffield Uni to do hotel catering and management, and I didn't end up because my dad sort of twisted my arm and said, we need you, and that was it. I came in and we carried on from there.
Are you glad you did, though? Do you like the industry now?
Yeah. I think like a lot of things, people just end up doing what they do and just get on with it. But I think if I had my time again, I'd probably choose something else. There's a lot of people in this industry who probably tell you. But it's been okay.
So in all the years that you've been working with glass, windows, doors, all that kind of thing, what's the biggest change that you've seen over since, I'd say, like the 1980s or so?
The 1980s were an exception, really. They were really, really busy. And you've seen from probably the programme, White Gold or something, that I don't watch it. It's on one of the Channel 4s or 5s or something, about double glazing salesmen down in Essex, and they were notorious. We've never been like that. It's just been a family business that's been run on, quality and value and service, but the 80s were an exception. It was boom time and everyone was just jumping in it and making as much money as they could and getting out and going bust and all the rest of it. So they kind of trashed it, really. But there are some companies out there like us who've managed to cling on and just, you know, maintain a business and a relationship with the customers.
Fantastic. So what's the big in thing at the moment then in 2019 when it comes to doors, windows and whatnot?
The big in thing at the moment, as you probably know, is folding sliding doors, big sliding patio doors.
So the people who don't, I did have to ask Mark earlier, because I've heard that term a lot today, and I've heard that term a lot over the past few years. What is a bifolding door for people that don't really know?
They're a folding sliding door where you know, instead of, you can have the whole of the back of your house up wide open by having three, four, five, six doors, just all concertinaed up, either one way or both ways.
Fantastic. Andy, thanks very much for talking to me.
No problem at all. Thank you.